Time for our Pahuskas Coach's Corner on this Wednesday morning. Evan Farbach with Huskies head football coach Joe Sindelar. Pahuska opening up the season this Friday against Verdigris at home, 7:30 kick time. And Coach Sindelar, we haven't spoken since the coach's breakfast a few weeks ago. I know you were telling me off air that you've been in a couple scrimmages. Most recently played a couple different teams, and it sounded like y'all had improved a little bit from your first scrimmage to the second and the third.
Well, I think obviously going into the first scrimmage, we just had not been in pads very long, and when we're trying to learn a new offense and a new defense, that kind of sets you back a little bit as far as the learning curve. And when Cleveland came and scrimmaged us in that first game, clearly they had a lot of numbers, and we don't have a lot of numbers, so we kind of put ourselves out there and gave ourselves a film to look at, and we were not good, and we knew it. I mean, we didn't expect to be, coming out of the gate with just a few days of practicing in pads. So with that being the standard, then the following week we were able to kind of go out there and scrimmage against Tonkawa and Pawnee, gave us a little bit of a measuring stick to find out how much we've improved, and we felt good that we did improve, but we certainly have a long way to go.
Aside from just the scrimmages, I know now you've probably gotten your feet underneath you a little bit better for just being the head coach there. You've obviously had almost a month's worth of practice now. Aside from the scrimmages, how do you think practice is going? Do you feel like you see the improvement every day? What do you think that you guys need to continue to work on?
Well, yeah, I do see improvement every day, and I think, ultimately what happens, and we hear this at every level, you hear this even in the NFL where incoming rookies and young players, they can't play fast because they don't know what they're doing, and after a while the game starts slowing down for them. We've heard those things said at high levels, and it's the same kind of thing that happens even at the high school level where our kids are still learning and they're not able to play fast, and so there's a little bit of frustration because of some of those breakdowns. But like I said, I think this gives us, ultimately, as I was talking to our team, most of our problems have been at the performance level. They're not at an athleticism level, if that makes sense. And so, we see that once we're able to grasp the concepts and kind of understand the big picture of the game, our kids will be able to play faster as we go on down the road and start implementing more facets of our offense, those types of things. So, like I said, it's a learning curve, and I'm excited about it. I'm really glad I don't have to talk to you and say we've got an athleticism problem and therefore we can't make any major improvements. And that's not the case. We've got people that can play ball. We just need to be able to fit within our structure and kind of learn as we go.
Talking with Pahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar here on our Pahuska Coach's Corner every Wednesday morning on Sports Talk 1500 AM KPGM. As I pointed out earlier, the Huskies opening up at home against Verdigris in a game you can listen to online at BartlesvilleRadio.com this Friday, 7:30 kickoff, and of course on our Bartlesville Radio app. Specifically for you guys, pointing out specific players, Who's intriguing you so far? Who are we going to hear a lot on Friday night?
Well, I think we've got on the offensive side of the ball, we've got an offense that's kind of designed to spread the ball around, and so we're not necessarily going to make a lot of superstars. We're going to make sure that we've got several contributors, but obviously, the first thing that we're really looking at is it all starts with the offensive line, and if you don't have a lot of continuity in the offensive line, obviously, you're going to struggle no matter what kind of offense you're going to run. And so, with that being said, there's a couple of guys that are kind of anchoring that offensive line right now: John Bighorse and Hayden Henley. Those are a couple of guys that you probably won't hear on the radio very much, but it all starts there, and they're going to anchor our offensive line. But as far as the people that you'll hear mentioned in the paper on the weekends, it's going to be a guy like a Colton Heidman, who's our quarterback. And we've got a couple of really good receivers in Brian Jeffers and Warren Graves, a couple of really good receivers. Matthew Taft is going to carry the ball for us. And you know, so Caleb Bruce is another guy that's playing our H-back. So those are the types of kids that are going to go out there and make major contributions to the team. So you won't hear like one guy getting carry after carry after carry. We just don't operate our offense that way. But you'll hear a lot of names that come out.
Talking with Pawhuska head football coach Joe Sindelar on our Huskies Coach's Corner. Pawhuska opening against Verdigris this Friday night. We talked about specific guys, now specifically on the field. X's and O's wise, what would you like to see out of your guys on Friday night? If you're waking up on Saturday morning and you feel like things were a success, what will you have done on Friday?
Well, I think, obviously, it all comes down to, you know, and we hear this once again at every level, is the execution is the key. And so we're not only playing an opponent, we're kind of playing we're playing against ourselves to find out if we line up right and we execute the play correctly. And if we do those types of things, we'll have success. And so, I mean, basically, that's what we're looking at and really kind of honing in this week, is we've got a game plan. We've scripted out what we think is going to work for us offensively. And so, basically, if we can execute those game plans, that game plan, we'll have some success. And it kind of goes the same way with Coach Fry on the defensive side of the ball. He's got to make sure that his back end's making the right drops and the front end is gap control, doing exactly what they need to do. So basically, that's what we're looking for, is if we could go out there and execute a game plan. And once again, in the early stages of a new coaching staff, that's going to be a very, very big part of what we're trying to do.
Pawhuska head football coach Joe Sindelar. Once again, the Huskies hosting Verdigris 7:30 this Friday evening for Pawhuska's opening ball game. You can listen to it online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the KPGM link, or of course on the Bartlesville Radio app. Click on the KPGM link there as well. And of course, we'll have the game posted later on at BartlesvilleRadio.com as well. Coach Sindelar, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Okay, sure, appreciate it. Thank you much.